thinking, who is this Bobby Sandlin that everybody wants to go see him? And that I feel like I must meet him. Amen. And we went there that night and he answered my question. Amen. He preached like no one I've ever seen. He's a fireball in the Lord. And I appreciate him tonight. I thank God for pastors and ministers like Bobby. I sure do. And I remember the message that night that he preached. Guard your soul. I'll never forget that. That's a message that all Christians should hear. Amen. Absolutely. So without further ado, we'll get to this word that God gave me tonight over in the book of Job, chapter 1, if you follow along with me. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to ask everyone a question. Is anybody in here troubled tonight? Is anybody in a trial, perhaps? Probably everyone. It seems like they never end sometimes, Bobby. Seems like they never end. But God will always bring us through it. Amen. All right, we're going over to the book of Job, chapter 1, start at verse 6. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?
Yes.
You may be seated. Praise God. You know, when the Lord gave me this scripture, I asked Him, I said, Lord, how am I going to uplift the church with this scripture? I said, this is a scripture of trial. This is a scripture of a man who seemed to endure so much.
Come on, Brother House.
But the Lord showed me something in the morning, the following morning, on this scripture. And it opened up my eyes, and it helps me each and every day, Brother Bobby. Hey, the Lord told me, and He even asked me a question. He said, why did I put Job out there? Why did I put Job into that trial? Why did I consider Job, Bobby? Why did I consider him? Amen. It was not so that he could get stronger after the trial. It wasn't so that he could be wiser after the trial. He said, why did I bring him to this? Why did I start this trial upon Job? Amen. God expects us to get stronger. He expects us to grow in wisdom.
Yes,
amen. But the reason why He'll start a trial, the reason why He started this trial with Job was because he was ready. Amen. And I got to thinking, if God makes us ready, we're prepared. We can handle any trial, brother. If God asked the devil today, have you considered my servant, and put your name there, amen. Are you going through something, Bobby? Oh, has God told the devil, have you considered my servant Bobby tonight? Oh, a perfect, upright man. Oh, a lot of people depend on him. A lot of people look up to him. Oh, church, know this. If you're in this any time at all, you've got people watching you. You've got people depending on you. Oh, we've got families we need to come into this. I got a son I want to see kneel at an altar one day. Oh, but God has made me ready. God has prepared me for the days ahead. Oh, just like He did Job. And He considered Job not once, but twice. Amen. In the next chapter, He considered him one more time. Oh, praise God, Bobby, because He was ready. Oh, He didn't give no other name. He didn't consider some other man. He considered Job because Job was ready. Oh, are you going through something tonight? Oh, and it don't seem like there's any breakthrough coming. Just hold on. Because He put you there because you're ready. He put you there because He has prepared you. Oh, our weapons are not carnal. Oh, they're not of this world. I tell you tonight, Put on the whole armor of God.
That's it.
Oh, because He has prepared us, Bobby. He has readied us. Amen. He has done for us what we could not do ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. And each and every one of us tonight is chosen. Praise God. Oh, when God, when Joseph, praise God, and his brothers come up against him. I sold him to the Shittimites. Amen. And took him into Egypt. He did not know that day that God had made him ready. He did not know that day, that he was prepared. Oh, many a year had went by. And famine had come to the land. Oh, but when his brothers came, and he revealed himself to them. Oh, praise God. Oh, he had the courage to look at them and say, oh, brothers, you meant it for evil. Oh, but my God, he meant it for good. Oh, if you're going through something tonight, it's for your good. Oh, because you're ready. Oh, because you're ready. Oh, Bobby, shortly after I got saved back, in 07, God had put upon me something I did not see coming. I ended up in the hospital, and they told me, we're going to have to cut your chest open, because the widowmaker is clogged up. They said it was 99% clogged, Bobby. And the doctor, when he gave me the diagnosis, he said, we're going to cut you open. We're going to have to do emergency surgery. He said, but I got to tell you, Harold, he said, I don't know what's keeping you alive right now. And I told him this. I said, sit down, doctor, and I'll tell you about him. Oh, he's a sea walker, Bobby. Oh, yes. He's a healer. Oh. And I asked God, I said, why now, God? Why now? I just got into this. I'm just now starting to run for you. He said, now because you're ready. Now. Oh, yes, now because you're ready. Saints of God, we are ready tonight. We are ready. Oh, to take that torch and carry it on. Oh, but I tell you, oh, God performed miracle after miracle on me there in that hospital. Praise God. They said they was going to have to cut my arms open and my legs open to pull an artery out of there to replace that artery, Brother Bobby. Oh, but when I woke up from the surgery, brother, and I got to looking at my arms and my legs, there were no cuts. There was no marks. And when my surgeon come in the following day, I couldn't wait to ask him. I said, why is there no scars upon my arms and legs? And the surgeon said, listen, Harold. He said, I too am a man of God. I'm a praying man. And he said, I believe what I'm about to tell you, God did just for you. Oh, he said, when we cut your chest open, praise God, and we pulled your chest cavity back, there was an artery laying on that chest wall. He said, the human anatomy, it's not supposed to be there. And he said, another miracle, it was already attached to the heart. Praise God, Bobby. He made me ready. And then he showed me he was there. Oh, in the midst of some of our lowest time, he'll show us that he's there. He will never let us down, Bobby. Oh, saints of God. Oh, put on the whole armor and know that you're ready. Know that we're prepared. Oh, have you considered my servant? Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, it seems, Bobby, the closer me and my wife get to God, the further away my son runs. Oh, he runs from God. And he runs from God. He's out doing dope. He's doing things that we don't agree with, Bobby. But all we know to do is pray. All we know to do is get a hold of God until one day God brings him to his knees and makes him ready. Oh, praise God. He'll make him ready. Oh, and keep praying. And keep praying, church. Does it seem like you've prayed and prayed? Oh, and nothing comes to pass? Oh, consider, God's servant, Samuel. How he prayed and prayed that Israel would turn around. How he prayed and prayed, this is not the king you want. God is your king. You do not want no man king. Oh, but they refused him. They denied him. And God told them, it is I they refused. It is I they denied. Samuel, you are ready. You just keep praying. You keep praying. Oh, that they'll come out. Oh, that they'll come out on the other side. Amen. If you're in a battle tonight, thank God. Thank God that He has considered you. Ah, with the 7+ billion people on earth, and maybe 1% of that saved. Truly? Amen. I know that when we walk down the street, everybody's saved, Bobby.
Sure.
But how about that true 1 or 2%? Amen. He could have chose anyone. He could have put anyone there. But He considered you. And He considered you. Amen. Because you're ready. Because He prepared you for this day. He prepared you for this trial. He prepared us. Amen. Just like Bobby. Oh, has to prepare day in and day out to do his job. Oh, to come to church and prepare a message. Oh, for Sunday school. Oh, for other pastors to come in. Oh, he has to prepare for that. Amen. We're in a preparing time. Because we're running out of it. Amen. Are we prepared to go to heaven? Are we prepared to die? Amen. Oh, Bobby, I can't wait to get to heaven, but I'm in no hurry to leave. Amen. Oh, who wants to go? Praise God. A land, oh, that we sing about. A land that we only imagine. Amen. But one day, there'll be no imagining it. Oh, praise God. One day, God is going to bring it to us. Amen. Oh, just like He considered Moses. Oh, why Moses? Oh, because He prepared him. Oh, from a baby. Oh, from a baby. Oh, they put him in the little basket. Amen. And put him on the river. Oh, and who found him? Oh, the Pharaoh's daughter. Oh, found him. Oh, and raised him in Pharaoh's house. Oh, but they said, oh, well, we need a nursemaid. Oh, I know the perfect one. I know the perfect one. It just so happened to be his mama. Amen. And his mama also got paid to feed him and to raise him. Praise God. God was with him from day one. God was preparing him. Oh, for the day. Oh, that he would call him out. Oh, to that burning bush. And even though Moses thought he was not ready. Oh, he kept giving excuse after excuse. He kept saying, God, I'm a stuttering man. Oh, I'm not an important man. Oh, but I've readied you, Moses. I've readied you. Oh, and when he went back to Pharaoh. Oh, God hardened his heart. God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Oh, but it did not deter Moses. Are you deterred tonight? Are you prepared to go back time and time again? Oh, until your miracle is released. Until you're brought out of a controlling land. Until the shackles are brought off. Praise God. Because Moses, by the hand of God, did just that. He brought them out. Amen. And when they went, oh, when they went into the land of Canaan, oh, they sent those 12 spies. 12 spies. Oh, mercy. And they come back. Oh, no. Oh, there's wonderful stuff here. Oh, it's great. Oh, land of milk and honey. Truly, the land of milk and honey. Oh, but there's giants over here. Oh, and men of great valor. Oh, no way. We should not even attempt it. We should not attempt it. Oh, but two had the heart of God. Two were ready. Joseph and Caleb. Amen. They were ready. They were ready. But because of the denial of all the other 3 million, God said 40 years. 40 years! Oh, mercy, you shall wait 40 years. But Caleb, that 40 years came quick. Amen. And he stayed ready. Those 40 long years. Oh, when he finally said, oh, 85 years old, I will take that mountain. I'll take that mountain because God has prepared me. God has readied me. He has done all that He for me to take my home back. Amen. You know, my boy, he's a sinner. One day that'll change.
Yes.
He just started a job, Bobby. Pretty good job for a boy his age. He's bringing home pretty good money.
Praise God.
And his first paycheck, he come through the door, and nobody said nothing to him, and nobody asked him. He said, "Here's my bill money, Dad." And I got to flip through it, and I said, "There's too much here." He said, "No, there's not." He said, "The rest is for my tithes." Praise God. A sinner that prays tithes. God is preparing him. God has put it on his heart to start the right way. Even though he's in sin, praise God, when he comes through the door at night and he sees mommy and daddy down on their knees praying, he'll never forget that. When my daughter grows up, she hears daddy screaming from the bedroom, to protect his family. They'll never forget that. And when they need that power and they see it fall on mom and dad, they're going to wonder where it come from. And they're going to come one day and say, "Daddy, is this God real?" Woo! I say, "Just look at me, son. Just look at me." And that'll tell you he's real. That'll tell you he's real. I was at my brother's house one day, Bobby. He's a sinner. And I was in his living room, or his kitchen rather, and I was talking about the Lord. And I did not know this, but there were people downstairs in his basement. Uh-huh. Two women. And they were staying with him. They just come off the street. And I was talking to my brother about the things God done for me, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
How he delivered me out of drugs.
Yes, sir.
How he delivered me out of alcohol. Listen, church, I'm up here preaching today, but I was once a junkie.
Come on,
yes, come on. I was once an alcoholic. But God took all that away. God did for me in a single moment what drug rehab and AA and anger management couldn't do in 15 years, Bobby. He did it in a moment. Yes. Praise God. And He can do it, church. Just hold on. The blessing's already there. He's just waiting for you to step into it, Bobby. And I was at my brother's house. And I was talking to him. I said, "Bub," or no, they call me Bub. I said, "Chuck," I said, "you know that taste of cocaine I used to have in my mouth? It's no longer there." I said, "That desire for the alcohol, no longer there. That smell of marijuana, I no longer smell it." I said, even cigarettes. It was like I had never done those things. And I did not know this. But understand this, saints of God. Someone is always listening. One of them women were in the kitchen behind me. And I heard someone weeping, Bobby. I heard someone crying. Oh, mercy. And she came into that doorway. And she looked at me. She said, "Can your God really do that?" I said, "Child, that is just the surface of what my God can do. That is nothing compared to what my God can do." Praise God. Hallelujah. Our God is real tonight. He can take a sinner man and put him in a pulpit. He can take a heart and give it a new artery. Praise God. He'll bring my son to an old-fashioned altar one day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, my son likes to use that lingo. "Well, you once did it. You once did it." I did once did it. Amen. But God took it off of me. And you know how I see it? If he's doing everything that daddy once did, then one day he'll be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because daddy is doing it too. Praise God. Praise God. If he wants to follow in daddy's footsteps, he has to take the good too. Woo! Saints of God. They're on their way. They're on their way. Have you considered my servant Harold? Have you considered him, devil?
The devil hates to hear God's paycheck.
I like it.
grows with every page that gets turned. Oh, we're ready and even more. We're preparing. Amen. Through the Word of God that He's given us. This is our salvation. This is our life. This is our everything.
Amen.
Woo! And devil, I hope you get flat fed up under my home. Amen. Hearing the pages of God turn. Oh, hearing the prayers go up. Oh, walking up and down my hallway. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, because the Bible says, oh, that every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus. I like to walk up my hallway, Bobby. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I think about him shivering. Oh, shivering, scared. Oh, because of my God. Oh, that they thought they had him, didn't they? 2,000 years ago, those demons were lined up in hell. Come on, big boy, we got you. Come on. Oh, your daddy. Oh, he messed up. He sent you here. And I'm going to get my clamps on you. Oh, and there ain't nowhere you can go. Nowhere you can go. Oh, but on that third day, oh, when he rose out of that grave, oh, the devil was baffled. He was bewildered. Oh, he said, you've done it to me again. You've done it to me again. And we're going to keep doing it to him. We're going to keep doing it to him. Oh, yes. Oh, church, are you prayed up tonight?
Preach it, Brother Harold.
Yeah. Are you read up? Praise God. Are you churched up?
Come on now.
Yeah. I preached a message on that one night.
I like that.
Yeah. Because we got to be all three of those things if we are to be considered.
Uh-huh.
If we are to be considered. Oh, we go through problems. We're going to go through them no matter what. We might as well have the Master in our corner. Amen. Might as well have the Master on our side. I remember when I was in sin, Brother Vernon. Oh, Brother Vernon remembers me as a sinner man. Oh, I was a wretched human being. I wasn't fun to be around. And I had problems. Oh, God, I had problems. Oh, but when the Lord got a hold of me and He readied me, oh, He didn't take away the problems. Oh, the problems did not stop. I just have somebody to give them to now. He said, lay them at my feet. Oh, Bobby, not an easy thing to do, Bobby. Not an easy thing to do. Oh, I lay these at your feet just to go back in 2 days and pick it back up. Oh, that's not what He wants, saints of God. He wants us to leave them there. Because if we leave them there, that lets Him know that we trust that He'll take care of them, Bobby. That'll let you know that He trusts us. Oh, praise God. Do we trust Him? Oh, do we trust Him? Do we trust He's going to bring us out? Oh, do we have enough God in us? Do we have enough God in us? Oh, I hear time and time again, Bobby, people saying, oh, I don't have to go to church to be saved. I don't have to go to church to serve God. Oh, but I'm going to tell you this. If you ain't got enough God in you to go to His house, how are you going to have enough God in you to go to His heaven? Amen. Oh, we come here to get ready. We come here to prepare. Amen. Because God has made men and women overseers, teachers, and preachers, and evangelists, and pastors that we can be ready. Oh, in one day, we can be so ready. Oh, like Paul and Silas. Oh, when they were in jail. Oh, they did not cry. They did not say, God, why are we here? Oh, they started praising. Oh, they praised the praise. Oh, that was so grand. Oh, that an earthquake came and all fell the shackles. All fell the shackles. Are we shackled tonight? Is there anything holding you here? Holding you down? Oh, is there anything? God sent me here to lift you up. He's telling me, sis, you're ready.
I believe that, Brother.
You're going through it because you're ready. You're going through it, Bobby, because you're ready. He's prepared us. Oh, He's prepared us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, in one day, oh, the preparing will be over. Amen. Oh, and He'll call His children. And He'll call them. And we'll stand there. Oh, in that great line of judgment. And know and wonder, was I ready? Was I ready? You're looking up to the front. Well, it's getting there awful quick, Bobby. Was I ready? Was I ready? Oh, church, we have to know we're ready. This ain't no guessing game.
No.
Oh, this is not something that we play around with.
No.
Oh, praise God. You've got to know you're ready. You've got to know your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. If you don't know that, oh, this will help you. Oh, to know for a fact that you are ready. Oh, the devil wants to tell you you're not. The devil will convince you that you haven't yet prepared enough. Oh, but don't listen to that devil. Oh, you listen to the Lord. If you're truly His flock, you will not hear the devil's voice.
That's right.
Praise God. Oh, mercy. Praise God. Church, we're in a battle tonight. We're in a battle.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's not be like Samson. Oh, one day, wake up and shake yourself. Oh, and nothing be there. Oh, he didn't realize till the end, till the very end, the importance of this God. Oh, he had all his strength, all his power. And if you read in there, oh, he took it for granted, Bobby. He took it for granted. Oh, like I see a lot of people do today. Oh, people get into the pulpits and they preach nonsense, some of them. Oh, you hear people... I can't go into a store that everybody in there is not saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all got
an
answer.
They got a form of godliness.
Sure.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Oh, but deny the powers thereof. Because it is those powers that will get us there. It is those powers, amen, that let us know that we're different from them. It lets us know, praise God, that when I get down and pray, I know my prayers ain't staying in my living room. Oh, I know that when I get down and pray, they're going to the throne of heaven. Oh, praise God. Oh, church, keep praying.
Come on.
Keep hoping. Know that God has prepared this day for us. He has prepared it for us. If you are low, if you're in a trial, if you're in a battle, thank God for it. Because He considered you and no one else for that particular battle. It is not a secret, but it is an absolute truth, Bobby, that we are all here for a reason. We all have a job to do.
That's right.
And when somebody fails to do that job, it makes everyone else's walk harder.
I believe that.
It makes the walk harder, Bobby.
I believe that. Come on.
Because just like a soldier who steps out of line, it makes the rest of them stumble.
Right.
Yeah.
So
when the saints of God stumble, the rest of us stumble trying to help, trying to pick it up. Amen. Oh, but we are our brother's keeper. Amen. I am convinced of that. That each and every day we should pray for one another. Oh, I woke up this morning with a burden for a brother. Oh, praise God. Oh, and God told me. Oh, that there was a need there and that something had to be done about it. Oh, why did He consider me for this, Bobby? I don't know. Oh, but I praise Him that He did. He looked down on me and He said, "You're ready. I'm putting this burden on you. I want to see how you handle it." Oh, Bobby, and I will. I'll take it to the best that I can. Oh, I'll take it to the cross daily. I'll do all that I know to do with it. Praise God, for He has considered me. He has made me ready. He has made me ready. Thank God. Not everybody that He prepares ready pulls it off. Look at Eli.
Sure.
Eli with his sons blasphemy, sinning in the temple.
Right.
And Samuel, just a child. And God considered a child to go to Eli, to tell him of his sin and ways. And Eli did not repent. He simply said, "Let the Lord do what He seemeth good in His eyes." I believe I'd have hit my knees. I believe I'd have cried out to God with all I had. Amen. But he died a bad death. He fell back in a chair and broke his neck. Oh, and probably landed right in hell. But he was supposed to be a great man of God.
Everybody looked up to him.
So much so that Samuel was given to him to raise there.
To raise him.
But because Eli was a backslider, God called Samuel. Even as a boy. Consider my servant Samuel. Just a young one. Just a child. And the Bible said that not a single word hit the ground that he spoke. God respected all that Samuel said. All that he had did. Praise God. And we, no matter the age, God put us here for a reason. Oh yes, I preached a message one time, a time to be there. Oh, sometimes we're there for a reason. Oh, we're never out of place if God's in it. If God says go, you go. If He says stay, you stay. Oh, because if we don't go, somebody's missed a blessing. Oh, and you're liable to pay for it, church.
That's it.
We could end up paying a dear price for lack of obedience. Oh, and it's not easy. It's not easy to be obedient, but it is a pleasure to be obedient. Oh, it's a great pleasure when you come out on the other side. Oh, and you see the blessings. And not just on me, Bobby. I love to see other people get blessed. I love to see the saints of God dance in the highway. Oh, jump around, Bobby. I love it. Oh, when God moves and He says, you know, when I was in the hospital, Bobby, God performed miracle after miracle, church. Miracle after miracle for me. Oh, when I had woke up from that surgery, they had sewed my wire and my chest back together. My wife came to me. She said, Harold, she said, all the bills are due. We don't got no money in the bank. The house payment, electric bill, water bill. And I leaned over and I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She said, okay. So after visiting hours, she went home. And she'd come back the following morning. She'd come into my room, room number 7. And she said, honey, you won't believe what happened last night. I said, tell me. She said, when I got home, I checked the mail. And there was a check for $1,200. Praise God. He'll never let us down, church.
Amen.
He'll never leave you without. Praise God. And I know that each and every soul in here has a story. I know each and every one of you have a miracle tale to tell. But can I tell you, there's many more coming. Can I tell you, there's more on the way. Can I tell you, Bobby, if we just stand strong, if we just hold on to God, oh, and let Him prepare us. Let Him make that way, church. Oh, we won't fall. We can't fall. I think about those nail-scarred hands that still pull me up a mountain. Oh, those nail-scarred feet. Oh, that never leave my side. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And He never has.
That's right.
He never has.
That's right, Brother Harold.
You care to try Him? To see if He will. Oh, I fleeced Him a few times too.
Sure.
He put me in something that makes me real uncomfortable, Bobby.
Right.
And I say, oh Lord, I absolutely got to know this is You. I absolutely got to know this is You. And He'll give me that answer. He'll tell me exactly what I wanted to hear. And then I can go through with that trial and come out on the other side because He made me ready. Because He had prepared me. Amen. Oh, does anybody in here have a bed to sleep in when they get home tonight? Yeah, you're blessed, saints of God. That's more than the Lord had. He didn't even have a bed to sleep in. That's right. He said He didn't know where He was going to lay His head next. Praise God. We're blessed, church. We're blessed. If we live in America, we're a little bit spoilt.
Sure we are.
We're a little bit spoilt. Amen. Have luxury cars and luxuries at home. I got a bed at home, Bobby. It's a, what do you call them? That memory foam, that NASA memory foam. It's like sleeping on a cloud. It's like sleeping on a cloud. Yeah. I got 7 herniated discs in my back. I've had doctors tell me I'd never walk again. Yeah. But there are things out there in this country that the Lord has blessed His country with that takes care of aches and pains like that. We're blessed. Can you imagine living over there in one of those third world countries with 780 of this? I'd be praying, God, take me out of here. Yeah, because I got to sleep on that rock tonight. Amen. Instead of my memory foam. Yeah. Yeah. We're blessed, church. And God put us in this country. And He blessed this country with His own hands. Praise God. 500 years ago, when they came over here, and they founded this country on the Word of God. And they're backing off now. They're backing off in 1964. Oh, one woman was all it took to take the prayer out of school.
Listen.
One woman.
Adam O'Hara.
Oh.
1964.
And in 1969, the first school shooting, 13 children were dead.
Listen to that.
Just 5 years after prayer was taken out of school. And the shootings haven't stopped. They have yet to cease. And will prayer ever get back into schools? It'll take a nation, not a person. It'll take a nation to get it back. They're trying to take In God We Trust off our money. Church, we are living in the latter days. We are living in the days. People said, oh, is the Lord coming back? Sure He is.
Sure He is.
You don't know when. I know exactly when He's coming. The Bible makes it clear. That's right. In an hour that you know not. It will not be on December 31st at 6 o'clock. It will not be then. Praise God. Because if it is, if it was possible, nobody would get off their knees.
That's right.
Nothing would get done for God. We'd be worried about meeting Him. Amen. But He has prepared us, church, and we are ready. I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to close with this. I believe his name, Jensen Franklin. He's a preacher on TV. I don't really watch him. I was just flipping through the channel. And I heard him telling this story about a science experiment. It was a science experiment, and it's a true story. They had these four monkeys. They were in a cage. And in this cage, they had a pole. And at the top of that pole, they had a group of bananas. And then monkeys went after those bananas and they unleashed a water hose up on those monkeys. And they came back off that pole and went in a corner. A few minutes passed and they went back up that pole and they unleashed that water on them. And they come back down, went back. They did this four times. And then monkeys finally quit going back. Well, after 15 minutes, they pulled one of them wet monkeys out and put a dry one in. And that dry monkey started up that pole to get them bananas. And then wet ones went and grabbed him and pulled him down. And they pulled him to that corner, and they let him go. And he, right back up he went. And then wet monkeys went over and grabbed him and pulled him back down. After about the fifth time, the dry monkey quit going up there. Church, you cannot let other people dictate what you do. Okay? A monkey might fall for it, but we had better not.
Come on.
God tells us to climb, we better climb.
Come on, brother.
God tells us to get on our knees, we better get on our knees.
Come on, brother.
Praise God. Oh, let's do it for Him, church. Let's do it for Him. Because He alone is worthy of it. He alone made the way that we could go to heaven. I think back upon my wretched life and all He'd done for me. Oh, He deserves all I've got to give Him. All that I've got to give Him. Brother Bobby, I'm going to close. I'm going to turn it back over to you. We'll go ahead and stand then and we'll make an altar
stand
call.
Stand all over the building.
Church, if there's anything you're going through tonight, come on up. This is where you get your help. You don't have to be a sinner to see an altar. You just got to need help, church. Praise God. Come and pray, church.
Everybody will. Let's find us a place to pray as they come and sing. Brother Harold done outstanding good. Let's find us a place to pray in the altar, in the pews. We thank the Lord for such an outstanding message. Come on. As Sister...